This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. I feel like I just have to say happy Monday because I always say happy Monday, Steve.
Yes.
But I realized this morning I have not left my house since Thursday. And we've got some news that we got to share. And the reason I didn't leave my house since Thursday is because I've been in the worst funk of my professional career.
Yeah. I mean, to say happy Monday is definitely it's the exact opposite. And I don't know the easy way to share this on the radio. It's not something that we want to share, but we're down a person. And if anyone goes online and reads anything about the world of radio, the radio's a weird place right now. I think it's something that we all deal with, this anxiety of no matter how hard you work, no matter how successful your show might be, no matter whatever you're doing, at the end of the day, there's people in other states making decisions that will impact us locally. And we definitely got smacked upside the head with that as on Thursday, there were hundreds and hundreds of layoffs in our company, our big company, like not just here, Seattle, KSW. There was just, it was just a beating. It was a beating. It was a lot of air staff, salespeople, whoever it may be. And sadly, every market got impacted in here in Seattle and impacted. I mean, it's not, I mean, just devastated. I know it's beating around the bush, but sadly, Sarah's no longer with us. She was unfortunately the casualty here at Odyssey Seattle, and that's why we weren't on the air on Friday. I know. I think we're all just devastated, and I mean, she did lots of crazy stuff on the air, and she definitely was someone that can, like, you know, grind our gears in the most fun way possible. But I mean, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. She was such an incredible person behind the scenes as well, not just for our show, but for the Men's Room, for KSW, for our sister stations. I can't put into words how awesome of a human being is, and she's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she's an incredible person, but, like, you know, it just sucks that here we are now, and we don't have her.
It was the most blindsided I've ever been.
Yeah.
When these things have happened in the past in radio. Absolutely crushed. And, you know, looking over there and seeing that her chair is not filled. I mean, I have to look at your ugly face and then look over there and I see that she's not there.
And I still have her stupid gnome on my thing. I'm keeping it there in support of her.
And the notes that she would leave to us, this one says, "Welcome back, sexy," with three X's. And she put this on my computer when we got back from Christmas break, and it's still here because she just was a light of joy every single morning walking into this building and doing what we do every day.
And I know it's like, this goes for anyone who works anywhere. I mean, this is just the sad state of businesses. They don't think about the emotional side of it. And And, you know, this business is doing business things. And, you know, we are going to have to soldier on and do the best that we can. And it's a scary world to be in radio. I mean, full disclosure, it's frightening. I mean, this is how we pay our bills. This is how we provide for our families. And you just don't know if, you know, at 10 o'clock, your world changes. And we love Sarah. And Sarah means everything to us. And we're going to bug the living crap out of her to keep showing up to different things and coming to get food with us and just be a part of the fabric of what we do, because she is such a massive, massive part of our past year together. I mean, many years for Danny and I, but then the past year with the three of us.
Yeah. It's a void that can't be filled. We will do our best, but she has a presence that is unlike any other.
Well, I think that the thing is, a lot of people don't realize, is that the four of us are really close. And having to say goodbye to her on Friday or on Thursday, mm-hmm. you know, was really hard for all three of us. And, you know, we just had a group hug in the studio. And, you know, I think it's very important to remember that, like, we all play characters on the air and we give her a hard time all the time. But she was loved so much by this entire staff. And that's why it's like, I know we're talking like almost like if she's not here anymore.
I know.
And that's a weird thing, is it's like she is. She's going to, like you said, she's going to be fine. I know she's going to find whatever next for her is going to be amazing and we're all going to support her. But it's just not having her here in the morning, and it's hard.
I mean, I mean, I saw, you know, not just us break down in tears, but like the guys in the men's room being affected by this. Our big boss here locally, I've never seen that kind of an outpouring for love. And you know, I mean, this has been a business that I've seen a lot of things happen, and this crew, the four of us, have really truly become like this family, and this and. I mean, I'm just rambling. Honestly, I just love Sarah so much. And I felt like I talked to her over the weekend. I felt like I was more needing her to help me feel better about it.
Totally.
I mean, hell of a buzz. But she's going to be so missed, not just on the air, but behind the scenes. So much.
Yeah, it definitely hurts. We love you, Sarah. We miss you already. It's not going to be the same without you. We do have this show to do. We're going to do our best to get through it. We're going to fill you in on the crazy weekend that the Seahawks went through at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show. What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Over the weekend, the Seattle Seahawks had some big shakeups unveiled, Steve Miggs. Huge trades. The first one reported by the NFL Network.
Breaking news right now, and no, this is not a drill. Just moments ago, the Seattle Seahawks have agreed to terms with the Las Vegas Raiders on a blockbuster trade, sending their starting quarterback, Geno Smith, a two-time Pro Bowler, to Las Vegas in exchange for a 2025 third-round pick.
I got to quote our friend Danny over here. I'm paraphrasing, but he texted me just with the link to the story. He goes, "What the F is going on?" And I'm like, "I don't know." Wasn't expecting that.
As the president of the Geno Smith fan club, Steve, yes. How are you feeling about this?
I'm hurt. I feel I was lied to, especially by, you know, by general manager John Schneider. Let's not forget this moment.
Mike McDonald's made it clear that's his guy.
Yep.
I mean, is there any doubt that Geno Smith is the guy for 2025?
No, I mean, Geno, we'll be meeting with his guys down here hopefully the next day or two. I'm not sure when we have that scheduled. Yeah, and I don't foresee him not being with us.
Well, you're wrong, John.
Lies.
I mean, I don't think he lied. I think it boiled down to they had a certain amount. From what I'm reading, they offered a certain amount. Geno didn't like it. Then eventually, according to some of these reports, including Bob Condotta from the Seattle Times, he said the Seahawks came back with a two-year offer between $40 to $45 million a year, and Geno and his camp turned it down and didn't give a counteroffer.
Wow.
Which part of me makes me kind of wonder if he saw the opportunity to go to Vegas and knew that Pete wanted him. I mean, I don't know if I don't know if that violates some kind of tampering thing. I have no idea. I know, like, today is, like, the start of free agency, but not really. It's, like, you're allowed to tamper today. But, like, the whole thing is just makes no sense to me with football. But I wonder if there was, like, he saw a better opportunity. It was like, yeah, I don't even want to come back with another offer.
Sure.
I don't know. But, like, yeah, $40 million, that is a lot of money to give to a guy.
Well, then yesterday, Migs, our offense took another hit with this trade as reported by CBS Sports.
Break news into CBS Sports HQ. The Seahawks are trading DK Metcalf to the Pittsburgh Steelers, according to multiple reports. The Steelers are sending a 2025 second-round pick to Seattle. Metcalf requested a trade on Wednesday. The Seahawks have honored that request, and the Steelers are reportedly honoring Metcalf with a new five-year, $150 million contract. Hey.
Well, I now understand why the Seahawks are like, we can't keep this guy. That's a lot of freaking money.
I read he's now the fifth highest paid wideout in the league.
That's insane. I mean, good for him. But
yeah.
The funniest part about that, and it makes you wonder, are these insiders, quote unquote, telling the truth or not? Because remember, the insiders were saying, well, yeah, DK wants to go because he wants a more stable quarterback situation. And he also wants to play in a warmer climate. And I'm like, well, he went to Pittsburgh and they still don't know what they're doing with their quarterbacks.
Right? Like, make it make sense. Oh, wait, it's a payday.
It's like Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns. Like, I'm never going back. I want to be with a winner. And then they're like, we'll make you the highest paid non-quarterback ever. You know what? Cleveland seems pretty cool.
This year, I decided, you know, when we got really into the cool new, like, throwbacks and all that,
yeah.
I ordered a DK throwback for Brad.
Yeah.
And then when we got it, it didn't quite fit right. So we exchanged it for just, like, the, you know, 12th fan or whatever.
It's the safest bet.
And now I guess I'm okay with the fact that we couldn't get the DK jersey.
So yesterday we were in Bonnie Lake, Tatum and I, we were having a little daddy-daughter day, and we went to Menchie's for a quick little, you know, little fro-yo action.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, kid maybe 12 years old wearing a DK Metcalf jersey, and I was like, I wonder if they know. And I'm like, part of me wanted to go and be like, hey, what do you think? But I was like, I don't want to ruin this poor kid's day that's proudly wearing their DK Metcalf jersey.
I mean, at least there was ice cream involved, you
that's
know?
Fair.
Even if you
that's
get
fair.
Bad news and you're eating ice cream, it's not that bad.
No, imagine being what they got, the new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. Do you think he's just like, hey, guys, what the F?
Yes.
I took this job because I thought I had Geno. I thought I had DK. I thought I had maybe Tyler Lockett. Who knows? I mean, or is he a big part of the decision of this, like, where he's just like, you know, I kind of want to start fresh and just let's clean house.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Only time will tell. But I'm just excited we're talking about football for any reason right now, Steve Migs.
Yeah, he's talking about the Kraken.
If you are a Seahawks fan, please give us a call right now because we have a simple question that we would love to ask you. The number is 206-803-ROCK. If you are a Super Hawks fan, call now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
For Seahawks fans, it was an absolutely bonkers weekend. We lost two star players.
Some would say it was a mess show.
Three if you count Tyler Lockett, who was released right before the weekend hit. But the Hawks traded Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 2025 third round pick. And they're going to, you know, he's going to be linked back up with Pete.
Yep.
I'm sure they're going to have a great time together.
Yep.
And then yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers acquired DK Metcalf for a second round pick. And he's going to be getting a $150 million deal. It hurts. And it leads us to want to ask a simple question.
206-803-ROCK. It's the simple question.
And Migs, I do believe we have the vice president of the Geno Smith fan club on hold. We're going to talk to Nathan in just a second.
All right.
But first, let's connect with Dwight, because Dwight from Federal Way, we are, we just want to say that we're really sorry to be the ones that had to deliver the terrible DK news to you today.
Yeah, like your song before, man, that hit me, rocked me like a hurricane, man.
Oh.
I was like, what, Steve? Are you serious? He's gone and he's going to Pittsburgh?
Wait,
cold
so,
Pittsburgh?
So you found out this morning when we made the mention of it.
Yeah, when you were mentioning
this, man.
I was like, what the heck? Oh, I wish you would have rocked that kid's world and told him, hey, dude, he's gone.
Dude, that poor little girl would have started crying, and then the parents are like, why'd you make our kid cry? I'm like, well, DK Metcalf got traded. We're all crying.
Neener, no.
Dwight, our simple question, I guess, how are you feeling? Are you happy with the moves? Are you mad? Which is the...
I'm just kind of like, wow, you know, because when he's doing the boneheaded things that he does on the field, costing us 15 yards here, costing us there... I'm kind of glad he's gone. And last year, he was on a milk carton. Where was he? So I'm kind of glad.
There were some moments, too, like some of those fumbles. I mean, I'm not, at the end of the day, like, I think he's a fantastic wide receiver, but I'm not, I don't know how I would feel if they did drop the $150 million on the guy.
Ooh.
That's pretty hardcore.
206-803-ROCK. We will ask our simple question to Nathan, who is working in Kent right now. Nathan, how are you feeling about the Seahawks news with the moves? Are you mad? Are you excited? What's your feelings?
My Geno. Why did they trade my Geno?
Dude, that's how I felt, too. I was like, it was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, I've been such a fan and a supporter, and I was really excited about what next season would be with a new offensive coordinator, hopefully a better offensive line. But what's next, man? Like, what do you think? Like, what are you hoping for as far as who's going to be the guy throwing the football for the Seahawks?
That was going to be my point. Who is going to be the guy? The only thing, because also, like you, I feel like you and I are probably the only few that were actually, like, Geno supporters. There didn't seem to be many of us out there. Dude could spin the football. I mean, he did have those interceptions this year, but, I mean, that offensive line did not give him any chances. But he had over 4,000 yards, 70%.
And sacked 50 times. I mean, you can't expect much out of a guy who's getting sacked that much.
Yeah. Also, I didn't think Ryan Grubb was good for this offense. Just, I mean, they made him pass too much. We couldn't, but we couldn't run block. So, yeah, I think one option for and hear me out, because I was not a big fan of this idea until I realized the Jets are paying his salary. Maybe a 1-year try with Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, I heard rumors that he's in town. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard some people say that, like, he's meeting with the team. I don't know if I'm ready for that one.
I don't think I am either.
Look, I enjoy hallucinogenic drugs just as much as the next guy, but I don't know if I want my quarterback all tripping out on mushrooms.
No.
And then with Sam Bradford, I think he's another guy people are talking about. And then there's, also, of course, the draft, which now all of a sudden the Seahawks have a crap ton of draft picks.
It's going to be wild.
And a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, let's make it rain. Guys, let's fix the problems. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 66 wins, 34 losses, and 18 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.